WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. TikTok users have nowhere to post anymore. The popular social media app has been shut down in the United States. After months of legal tussles, the U.S. Supreme Court on Friday upheld a law that would ban the popular video sharing platform in the name of national security. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur on what President-elect Donald Trump says he may do.
He says he wants to offer potentially a 90-day reprieve. So now the question is, will that reprieve begin when he takes office on Monday at noon Eastern time, or is something else going to happen?
The CEO of TikTok is set to attend Trump's inauguration on Monday. Many in the Middle East are anxiously awaiting the start of a ceasefire in Gaza, but it has not happened yet because Israel has not gotten a list of hostages set to be released as they were hoping. Correspondent Rami Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
Six hospitals are ready to receive the first expected hostages.
How do you feel?
Bittersweet.
Hamas killed Gil Dickman's cousin, Carmel Gott, as Israeli troops neared their tunnel last summer. He's afraid the deal will fall apart.
We're not entirely sure that they're going to proceed after 33 hostages. They are going to leave hostages behind.
The Israeli army says it continues to carry out attacks in Gaza despite the possible ceasefire. Trump attended a pre-inauguration celebration in Sterling, Virginia. More on Monday from our Erica Brown.
Trump's speech will be scrutinized for signs of what's in store. In 2017, his speech included several notable moments, including references to American carnage. Protesters rallied in Washington Saturday before Trump becomes the nation's 47th president.
Parts of the United States are getting an Arctic blast this weekend and some snow. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
An extreme cold warning is in effect for the northern sections of the plains as well as the Dakotas. And this is an area where wind chills for places like Williston and Minot, North Dakota, and over towards Minneapolis, St. Cloud area. These places could have wind chills that are down around minus 55. Frostbite could form.
Travis Kelce exploded in the Chiefs' win against the Texans.
Mahomes steps up, throws, and he got it! Touchdown, Kelce!
That was on ESPN. Patrick Mahomes threw for 177 yards and a touchdown, while Kelce caught seven passes for 117 yards. They'll now face Buffalo or Baltimore next weekend at Arrowhead as they try to become the first team to win three consecutive Super Bowl titles. And yes, if you were wondering, Taylor Swift was there, sitting with WNBA star Caitlin Clark. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the third hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin, across the state of Wisconsin, on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jimmy K., Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old, located in Northgate Mall in Madison, delivering to the northeast and downtown areas. You can search Doughboys Pizza Madison online or call 608-467-3017. Doughboys Pizza Madison. Let's kick off the 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of the Millbillies. They got a couple shows coming up. I'll tell you all about it in just a minute. Right now, here's their song, Hard Living. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
When these strings and I get bent, we swing until we swear. Howling as the night spins on the floor. Some tunes are heaven sent, a tonic for your nerves. Blitz and stone mean nothing anymore. One more swallow, and I'll call it night. That damn bottle sure puts up a fight. But a broken horse don't pull the rein. Take a hammer that rusty chain. Call the devil by.
the barbed wire, cut you to the bone. Remind you what happens when you're wrong. Some tunes are prayer fire, coming for your home. You can't feel your body get warm. One more swallow, then I swear I'm through. That damn bottle sure gets a hold on you. But a broken horse don't pull the rein.
Hard living ain't easy.
And a broken man don't cry in pain.
Hard living ain't easy.
So take a hand of that rusty chain.
Hard living ain't easy.
Call the devil by his name.
Hard living ain't easy.
Hard living ain't easy.
Thank you. high-class lowlife. He's a high-class lowlife.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. A double dip of the Millbillies to kick off the 8 o'clock hour. High class, low life, hard living before that. You know, the Millbillies, they're going to be performing live at the 4th Annual Bluegrass Winter Heater. That's happening Saturday, January 25th at Boone and Crockett on South Water Street in Milwaukee. The lineup is the Millbillies, Joe Huber, Megan and the Birdwatchers, and Valley Fox. You can get more information about that show and the other shows and happenings with the Millbillies on their social media sites. How you doing? I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, Terry Barr is going to check in. She has a great conversation with world-renowned jazz musician Janet Plant. I'm so excited about this. Janet Plant has played jazz all over the world, and she's sitting down with our own Terry Barr this evening and having a great conversation. We're going to hear some music. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Then after 8:30 tonight, it's the top 41 most played songs on Max Inc. Radio from last year. We took our 2024 playlist, smashed them all together, came up with these top 41 songs. These 41 songs were played more than any other song in our library. They're the most played songs on Max Inc. Radio last year. I hope you enjoyed the show. Rob Roberts will have the number one song just before midnight tonight. So stick around. The top 41 most played songs here on Max Inc. Radio. In the meantime, I'm going to try to set the mood for you. Maybe even get a little romantic, if I could say that. Let's kick some jazz off here with some Lo Marie. It's The Bar on Max Inc. Radio.
To be kind, I asked you to be true. I asked you to care for people, not just those close to you. If the world was caving in, I hope you'd act and not be shy. Did I set the bar too high? I wanted to forgive, to love you through and through, to be the one. The bar too high. My heart is breaking for you, but one thing I know to be true: the love you give will come back around. So come back. Kind, I asked you to be true. I asked you to care for people, not just those close to you. But who is good.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin with Patchwork Monkey and Five Alarm Voodoo. Jason and the Jazzernauts before that with Makes My Heart Sway, and of course Lo Marie in that set too with The Bar. I'm Jimmy K. Thanks for tuning in to Max Inc. Radio tonight. Coming up here in just a few minutes, it's going to be the top 41 most played songs on Max Inc. Radio in 2024. The countdown kicks off just after 8:30. Stick around for that. In the meantime, Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Noah's Ark Pet Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison. They got cat and kitten adoption, organic pet food, grooming, so much more. It's Noah's Ark Pet Store in Madison. Also, Herbal Aspect. Now, Form, Dane County locations, a brand new store in Sun Prairie just opened. Check that out. Plus, they got the stores on Winnebago Street, University Avenue, Gammon Road. You can shop online and get all the information at herbalaspect.com. You know, from Germany to Japan, New York to California, if there's a jazz festival, Janet Plant has probably played it. But throughout her many years of being a traveling musician, Janet has always called Wisconsin home. Here's her own Terry Barr, who talks with Janet about a big announcement and the story behind her brand new music.
People far below, where the air is clear, and I can perceive the whole world is smiling. Life is sublime when you dare to go up in the air and leave the earth far behind you. As I step and dip and leap into a space beyond up high, just for the moment, alive and so afraid, but alive as I push against the sky and my heart is broken free.
You are listening to the song Hope Springs from the great Janet Planet. Tell us about Hope Springs.
Oh, you know what? It's such a fantastic story. During the COVID lockdown, we were doing Zoom lessons because she was a client of mine for voice. She also went through, during COVID lockdown, and she wouldn't mind of me sharing this, by the way, breast cancer and a full mastectomy. Her ultimate goal was to go into the studio and sing the songs that is on this particular project called Hope Springs, songs that she wrote.
Oh.
A brilliant woman at probably one of the darkest times of her life sat down and wrote these songs. We went into the studio and put the tracks down with the musicians who are just wonderful, Mark Ernest on bass, Ryan Korb on drums, and Matt Bookman on piano. With the idea of Susan, Weinshank is her name, going in and then tracking the vocals once she was ready. She emailed me and said, I can't do it. I said, Susan, these are such beautiful, inspirational songs. Do you mind if I, and she said, yes, please, please do it. So I went in and I sang her songs. What I've learned about it, the music, they're so hopeful. Hope springs.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. So yeah, Hope Springs, the music of Susan Weinshank.
What an incredible story. And it's almost like you are paying tribute to her in this way and everything that she's been through.
Because she's a survivor of breast cancer, they have actually helped women that are going through the same process. So it's a special, special project.
You know what's really cool about these songs too? Everybody can read into it whatever they need from a song like this.
You know, absolutely. And frankly, I'm glad you brought that up, because as a deliverer of lyric, and so the idea is, how do you bring people in, okay, leaving space and really allowing them to understand what you're saying as if you are telling their story.
Let's go backwards a little bit. How did you actually get started in music, and what in particular drew you to being or wanting to be a jazz singer?
I like to call myself a working singer. as a kid playing guitar. My first major, you know, inspirations were Frank Zappa and Joni Mitchell. And, you know, and then on to Aretha Franklin, who really just blew my mind at about 19 years old. And so my first band was a blues band, and I sang Chicago-style blues, belting and so forth. And then eventually I got into the Great American Songbook and started studying Ella and all the singers that you study when you get into those genres. I think the jazziest part of what we do is never sing the song or play the song exactly the same twice. That is the element of jazz. It's improvisational, mm-hmm. being in the moment and reaching people through these songs. And I love it. And I continue to study, and I continue to learn, and I continue to teach.
And you've continued to call Northeast Wisconsin home. Why did you choose to do that?
Really, I mean, this community, Fox Cities, there was a lot of really, really awesome music going on here. When I talk about my journey, I say I come from the school of do. Okay, so now fast forward. The internet came into play, and now we're known, we're distributed really around the world. We find that out regularly. We stayed here because we could afford to. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
And it's a quality of living too that many, in fact, many of my peers that are my age, they choose now to live where they want to live. Under the category is we ain't done yet. My husband and I, we were informed that we have to move our studio space, which we've been at for 10 years here in Oshkosh, to another location. We learned last October, well, we have our space. And it's going to be, we're going to bring not only our recordings, continue to record, but the space is big enough where we want to bring our educational tools. My husband is a whiz in the studio. He's an awesome saxophonist. He's a composer and he's an arranger. And it's also big enough where we will be able to do house concert type things.
Oh, awesome.
Where we can invite and maybe even incorporate some of these private events as fundraisers.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. So Steel Moon Soundstage, it's going to be called.
Okay.
And we're very excited about it. And this is the first interview I've done where I'm actually talking about it now.
So you heard it here first.
Yes.
We're going to end this interview with a new song, What Greater Joy. When I listened to this song, I just smiled through the whole song. What can you tell me about this one?
Well, that's definitely one of the Susan Weinschenk pieces. Okay. And I asked her, I said, what made you write this? And she talks about, you know, when you meet someone, how, you know, you get along so well and how different people can come into your lives and give you an uplifting moment in your day. What greater joy is there than this? No greater joy, no greater bliss than to find someone who sees who you are, to have a moment that you share, a moment when there's care, one brief moment when the world seems right. So I hope, I don't know if that was the right key, but that is like, yeah, this is so cool. And she, again, wrote it when she was at her darkest moments.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. This beautiful song, What Greater Joy. And you have brought me so much joy today. Thank you to Janet Planet for being here with us.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you so much.
What greater joy is there than this? No greater joy, no greater bliss than to find someone who sees who you are. To have a moment that you share, a moment when there's care, one brief moment when the world feels right. It may not happen very much that you feel that human touch. When it happens, bring it into your heart. Be present, be open, be watching, be ready. Your prize will be greater joy. What greater joy is there than this? No greater joy, no greater bliss than to find someone who sees who you are. To have a moment that you share, a moment when there's care, one brief moment when the world feels right. It may not happen very much that you feel that human touch, but when it happens, bring it into your heart. Be present, be open, be watching, be ready. Your prize will be greater joy.
Absolutely beautiful. Janet Plant on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Hey, thanks to Terry Barr. Thanks to Janet Plant for the great conversation and, of course, the great music. Learn more about Janet and where you can catch her live and take a lesson, or check out the new studio in Oshkosh at janetplant.com. I'm Jimmy Kay. We got the Max Inc. Top 41 Most Played Songs in 2024. That's coming up next on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Here at the Aaron Weber Group, we love to find hidden gems. Hidden gems that aren't known or haven't been on the market for decades, and there's excitement around it. This new year, make your resolution about finding that perfect gem of a home. The Aaron Weber Group can do it. After all, even the word resolution has solution in it, and we're driven to find the perfect solution for you. Don't assume others can do it, and I'm pretty sure you know how that word breaks down. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. It is time for the Max Inc. Top 41 Most Played Songs of 2024. This is a collection of songs that were the most played songs last year here on Max Inc. Radio. We really like these songs, and we played them a lot for you. Let's kick this countdown off right now with song number 41 with an artist that we heard earlier this evening, who lives out in L.A. now, and we want her to come back and play a show here in Madison as soon as possible. We're talking about Rain Stern, of course. This is her song, Welcome Home, number 41, most played songs in 2024.
There's a story there that's full of color. There's a sparkle on you coming from the other side. I'd like to touch in you. Whatever it is, at least it's true. There's no need to And there are places that they may buy by others, cause we have really a touch the world.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Top 41 songs most played in 2024 is what we're doing. That was song number 41 from Rain Stern. That was Zodiac. This band just got done hanging out in D.C. and New York. They did a couple shows back there. They're coming back to Wisconsin on Friday, February 28th at the Vermilion in Milwaukee, playing a show with Lowdown Brass Band. Here is number 40, the 40th most played song on Max Inc. Radio last year. It's Tay and the Neighborly and Self-Help.
You don't need to ask permission from anybody but yourself. A little guidance of self-help goes a long way. Your mind's for you to make.
suspension as you please to others, answering your questions, but no.
And the Neighborly with Self-Help, checking in at number 40 on the top 41 songs played on Max Inc. Radio. How you doing? I'm Jimmy Kay. Coming in at number 39 is an artist that used to live in Madison, but now she's living in Nashville, chasing a dream. And she's always a great interview. There's a couple podcasts right now at maxincradio.com. When Kaylin Cole stopped in the studio at number 39, she's working on it. It's Kaylin Cole on Max Inc. Radio.
You keep on saying you're making changes, but I'm getting tired of waiting around. I see your mouth moving, but that's all you're doing. Don't see many reasons to stay in this house. So you do.
But I'll be long gone bags. You'll just keep working on nothing but Jack. You're gonna miss me when you're tipsy, but I'll be long, long gone before that. There ain't no changing it, I made up my mind. Something you never did, time after time. I've been driving down I-65 while you keep working on, working on it. And you'll be drinking, and I'll be driving while you're working on it.
Kaylin Cole and Working on It, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, checking at number 39 for the most played songs in 2024. I'm Jimmy Kay, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, now 3 Madison locations. And you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass, you could buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Coming up in the top 41, most played songs in 2024, we have Old Soul Society coming up. We got some Amelia Ford. We'll do the Lower Fifth. And the American Dead is just around the corner. So many great songs, so many great performances over the last year, too. You can get all the podcast for all the interviews and all the full shows. It's available right now at maxincradio.com or on the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. Number 38 in the countdown is a good friend, Ryan McGrath. Play Something I Could Dance To. It's the top 41 most played songs in 2024 on Max Inc. Radio.
Another drink of water, gotta call my great grandmother. Damn, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great grandmother. Waiting for a break, pour me a coast. Grandma, I was gonna explode.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The long-awaited ceasefire and hostage release deal between Hamas and Israel that had been set to go into effect is delayed. Israel's military is accusing Hamas of failing to provide the names of the hostages set to be released. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
In a statement, the Israeli army said it carried out artillery shelling and several drone strikes against Hamas targets in northern and central Gaza as the ceasefire with Hamas was delayed. Prime Minister Netanyahu said the ceasefire would be delayed unless the group releases the names of the three women due to be freed, as had been agreed on. Meanwhile, Israel announced it had recovered the body of a soldier who had been killed in 2014 and his body held in Gaza since then.
If you were a TikTok user, you're not anymore. The app, as promised, is now banned in the U.S. It's after the Supreme Court this week upheld a law over concerns about its ties to China.